I'm Dave Anthony.
And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, October the 26th. Getting closer and closer to Halloween.
Oh, my gosh.
Closer to Halloween.
You know, every time you say the time and the date, I'm just amazed.
We're another month ago.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, it's a windy, beautiful October sky.
It is.
It's fabulous.
Hey, look, our phone number's here, 530-605-4567. Call us anytime you want with any subject you want. This is open line. It's always open line. When we have questions, too, we're going to have Assemblyman Jim Nielsen will be here today. And he's going to be talking, giving us updates about what's happening in Sacramento. And there's so many other things going on, a lot of things in the news. We're streaming at KCNR 1460, and you can join our chat room pretty easy. You just kind of like sign up by putting your name there. Of course, our big rule there, our only rule in our chat room is be civil. And already we got Coach Bob and Sharon and Big Brad and Angel. And hey, Angel, give us a call at the office after the show's over. It'll never be over, but I mean, you know, concluded for today. And speaking of concluded, here's Bad Bob.
Now, that was a segue.
That
was the best I could do for right then.
I have short notice. Concluded from yesterday. How's that?
Pre-coffee segue.
Yeah, my pre-coffee. Yeah, give me about another 10 minutes and I'll be jacked up then. Okay, hey, Bad Bob, you're looking good today.
Well, thank you.
So, were your feelings hurt last night?
Were my feelings hurt last night?
Yeah, when Chaz got kicked off Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I have to admit that I don't do network TV in the first place, and don't even get me started.
I won't. But speaking of getting somebody started, here she is, Linda.
Well, good morning. And, you know, I know that you pointed to this morning, and that was going to be my segue, that I was going to talk about the shooting that happened up on the Oasis Road last night at 10. It was a traffic light, and a guy, you know, shot a cop. What are you looking at?
I don't know. Did the policeman get shot there?
Yeah.
I didn't know the policeman
got shot. Yes, absolutely. It said the California Highway Patrol shut down northbound I-5 and diverted traffic to Oasis Road. A deputy was taken to Mercy Medical Center in Reading for treatment, according to dispatch reports.
Yeah, but the...
Dispatchers received reports of shots being fired around 10:10. So the segue for me was that, okay, the shooting occurred after, of course, the sadness of Chaz Bono being taken off dance. We couldn't handle it anymore. I mean, like, don't stop me for a traffic light because Chaz was let go. And I, you know, I kind of did fall a little bit of asleep, but I can remember hearing some whiny resentment somewhere like that. I think some broken, actually, like, you know, when a voice starts to change.
I do apologize. He is male, and he said he was tired of being compared to a chubby penguin and an Ewok, and he was really upset. And my point was not who Chaz is. It really isn't. The fact is that he can't dance, and yet he was there for 6 weeks, and other people that could really dance were voted off. And so, and then last night he was quite upset because he was tired of the people making fat jokes about him. Well, lose weight.
Lose weight. Anyway, baby.
Okay, enough of that.
That's exactly right. If you're going to put yourself in a competition like that, that's the way it is. Hey, we're going to come back after a break and talk about with this day in history. Of course, many of you love that segment. But right now, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak. What is happening in the market today?
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 40 minutes into today's trading. The markets are moving higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 102 points at 11,809. The S&P 500 adding 5 points at 1234, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 2 points at 2640. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 143 million shares. looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Ford is down 58 cents at $11.85. Bank of America up 9 cents at $6.55. Sprint Nextel down 21 cents at $2.48, while Corning is up 82 cents at $14.55. Of local interest, PG&E up 26 cents at $42.49. Safeway is adding 2 cents at $19 even. And North Valley Bank is up a penny at $9.26. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.15%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.29%. Oil is down 78 cents a barrel at $92.39, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $17.55 an ounce at $17.18.20, while silver is up 24 cents at $33.46. This is Chris LaSlondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
The man that was killed. Hey, you. Thanks
so much.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Attention all Marines and other allied military personnel. The Shasta Marines invite you to attend their annual birthday ball celebrating the 236th anniversary of the establishment of the United States Marine Corps. Muster Thursday, November 10th at the Red Lion Hotel, with no host bar starting at 5:30 with dinner served at 7. The event will feature the renowned Jefferson Pipe Scottish Band. For ticket information, give us a call here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBod. 7:12 in the morning, October the 26th. It's going to be a great day today. 530-605-4567. Hey, a follow-up on this. We just got a follow-up on the incident out there at Oasis. It appears that a sheriff's deputy stopped a pickup truck. The occupants ran, and during the struggle, the deputy followed one of them. During the struggle, one of the men tried to take the gun from the deputy, and it was a very violent struggle. Another deputy arrived, and the attacker was shot and appears died there. So one of the sheriffs were taken to the hospitals. We're just waiting for an update on that. Well, you know what? This whole thing is that, you know, the news comes in and dribbles and such like that. But there's a lot of things going on, the realignment and crime and all this, that over the last few months, we've had at least 3 officer involved shootings. That have led to deaths of it. It's not just this one, and it'll be of course there's going to be an investigation, but it's, you know, we had that one up in, I think it was Bernie, mm-hmm. and we had the last one out on 273. We had the one from the police, at the bank, and I think there was one other besides that.
Well, the bad guys are getting the message that there's no consequences for their bad behavior, and look out.
Well, there is consequences if you try to. Attack the other ones when they attack
anyway.
Attack the officer. Yeah, well, you know, they're getting turned in and out. It'd be interesting to see who this guy is and see what happened there. But let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jay. We're great.
Well, you changed subjects on me a little bit. I was still back on the people. You know, you said that because I'm fat, or you said that because I have big ears, or you said that because I'm bald. Oh wait, that was just me. Never mind. But. I mean, come on, man. You just go on merit. Who cares? I mean, sure, appearance does matter, but, you know, it's one of those things where if he'd been a fantastic dancer, no one would have cared how fat he was.
Well, there's other people on there that have been overweight and have done well, and the, you know, with the attitude. But you know, Chaz seems to think he needs to have special treatment there.
Well, I think that he went pretty far, actually.
Well, I think and you're right, he did. But in reality, it wasn't based on his dancing ability, though. It was, you know, what was it based on? Was it based on the fact that he is an activist? That's the way they introduced him. Was he's an author and activist, and his mom is Cher Bono. And I mean, is this how he gets his votes? Because it wasn't on his dancing. He was injured the first 2 weeks. Couldn't even walk out there.
So Jay, I am going to rat out Carl.
Oh.
You want to hear
that?
I'm going to rat out Carl right now on this call regarding Dancing with the Stars. You want to hear it?
Sure, it sounds entertaining.
I have never seen my husband pick up the phone before and vote. He's done it twice now. He's
voted out Chaz, didn't you, Carl?
No, I didn't
vote anybody out, but he voted his favorite in.
I voted JR, the wounded Iraqi veteran. And the fact is, this guy dances better than anybody else out there. I've never voted before, but I did on this. Okay. That's my guilty pleasure.
It was a perfect storm, Carl. I mean, you were in a Dancing with the Stars thing, so you know what it's like. You're all about the veterans. It was a perfect storm. You couldn't help yourself.
Isn't it great?
That is it. Okay. All right. Okay, as somebody says, I can't believe you're talking about Dancing with the Stars. Okay, but you know what? This is kind of a segue into the rest of the day.
You know how to play, how you have the serious parts and then you have a little comedy thing to lighten things up?
Yeah, you got
to
do
we'll
that.
We'll get into how they're ruining the country in about 3 minutes.
Let's
have a happy moment here.
Yeah, it may not even take that long.
Yeah, Jay,
anyway,
you
guys have a wonderful day. I just wanted to call in and say hi and comment on the whole chat thing.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Jay has some interesting stories that Wendy will have him come back on and talk about some of the people and some stuff that he hears while he's driving his cab. 7:16 in the morning, in case you're looking at what the weather's going to be like today. We've got a sunny day. It's actually rather windy out as well. It's going to go between 17 and 14 miles per hour. But it looks like we're going to have around sunny, 70, and mostly clear tonight with a low of 46. If you're wondering what happened with this day in history, we're going to go back into... It's the Erie Canal Day. Okay, so what is the Erie Canal? Well, you know, what is? Where is it? So after 8 years of digging and digging, the Clinton's big ditch was completed. That's not Bill Clinton, of course. It's DeWitt Clinton, governor of the state of New York at the time. The 363-mile-long inland waterway connecting Lake Erie to New York City by way of the Hudson River opened to boat traffic on this day in 1824.
23 miles on the Erie Canal. That was an old song.
The Erie was rising and the gin was getting low, and I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo.
Okay. All right. Is it time to turn it loose here a little bit? Okay, let's do that.
Please.
All right, two things are, you know, there's a number of things happening. It's in the budget, you know, this big super budget committee. They've got to have something coming out by, I think, the first week in November. If not, automatic tax cuts going in. Automatic tax raises, but also automatic cuts to the government come in. One of the things that will be cut drastically, one of the departments that will be cut drastically is the Department of Defense. Now, why is this? Well, they could use some cuts. They've already had $400 billion in cuts. This is looking at taking another 400. When this happens, if this happens, my friends, you can say goodbye to the ability of the military to accomplish the missions they have right now. I can't make this is as serious as I can put it. Right now, we've got a smaller Navy than any time since 1916. 60% of our bomber air wings are non-capable. That's non-capable of completing their missions. For the first time in over 100 years, we don't have a manned flight program. In other words, trying to figure out what's the next aircraft we need to put up there to go against our enemies. And if you don't think we have enemies, look around. Look at China, who just launched a aircraft carrier. Why do you have an aircraft carrier? To protect your coast? No. Look at the definition of air power and aircraft carriers. It's to project power offshore. Project power offshore. Now, they can put a couple aircraft carriers there in the straits, and all of a sudden Taiwan becomes a little bit harder to defend when we don't have that type of air or that type of facilities. to protect them. Other things, cutting back. Already the Army's cutting back 50,000 soldiers in the next 3 years. 50,000 soldiers are going to be cut loose. They're going to go to a lower strength. Marines, 25,000 to 30,000. With these cuts, they will not be able to do the communications. They will not be able to do the transport. They will not be able to do the types of missions that you expect the military to do now. That's if they don't come up with some kind of plan. The new Department of Defense, Panetta, Secretary, the last one, Gates, everybody that has anything to do with this, every one of the service chiefs has said, if this next round of cuts comes in, we are going to have to change the way we do business. We cannot do it any longer. I want people to understand just how serious this is, what they're saying. With all the cuts that have to be made, they're already losing $400 billion, which means a smaller everything and less research and development, where maybe, you know, arguably so, they should be putting a lot of money in to look at what we're going to be fighting with in the future. But the next round of cuts could destroy our capability of being able to defend this country. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio, 7:20 in the morning, KCNR 1460.
Fields Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high-quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjrudding.com.
Your local home and holiday show features only the best in new products and designs by your local businesses with great ideas for all your home and holiday needs. Talk with local vendors and experts to get professional advice on everything home and holiday. Browse the gift and holiday booths. Great ideas on remodeling, lighting, siding, and painting, pest control, entertainment, landscaping and paving services, health and wellness, insurance, and more. Take advantage of exclusive home show only discounts this Saturday and Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Gates open at 10 a.m.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR, 1460 a.m. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Links, the Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 a.m. for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, October 26th. Ow! Wait, don't go down yet. There we go. Good morning, 55 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful sunny day with temperatures going to be around 70 degrees. And we're going to have a north wind between 11 and 14 miles per hour. Gust up to 23. I could feel that this morning getting into the car. So let's get to something else that's happening. And we always, of course, we've got the holiday seasons coming up. And you think you can go online, and many of you do, or you go, we're just keep, we can't say enough, shop local. It seems that according to the Associated Press, consumer confidence is down, and it's saying that the economic mood is souring over the holiday season. Americans say that they feel worse about the economy than they have since the depths of the Great Recession, and it's a bad time for a bad move because households are starting to make their holiday budgets. And we all know that, you know, believe it or not, Christmas time is a time not just for giving, but it's a time for sharing. So, you know, as you start to make your budget, yes, but don't shop online. Just try to shop local and stay local. And we're all going through a weird time because things are shifting, things are raising. Things that we voted on maybe 3 or 4 years ago or 5 years are starting to happen. We were talking about REU and our rates increasing and stuff going on like that. And, you know, well, hey, it was voted in.
Well, yeah, for the green fixing of California. Well, yeah, it's going to go up because we're using renewable resources. It's going to get worse and worse. But talking about things that are, you know, to help people, you know, we on Saturday the 29th, from 10 to 2 at the off Churn Creek there, at the food depot. Is that right, Bad Bob, for the loaves and fishes?
Yes, the canned food outlet. I just did a
2-hour commercial on it yesterday trying to get it right.
Is it Churn Creek in Cypress? It's a grocery outlet. Behind the post office.
Outlet. They're having a fun drive for loaves and fishes to be able to help people that are less fortunate. Also, All Saints Episcopal Church are hosting their annual Harvest Bazaar.
I went to that last year.
9 a.m. to 3 p.m. the Church Hall at Quartz Hill Road and Benton Drive in Reading.
I went last year, and I'm going again. First thing, 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Well, we're
going
to do that.
Incredible
stuff. Then we're
going
to go over to the fundraiser for Loaves and Fishes, and then there's a coat drive for new or gently used coats. And there are bins at the Holiday Market and Junction School for the month of October, and in front of Walmart and Reading on October 29th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
So Saturday, here's your chance.
There's a whole lot of things going on up there to help.
It'll take you about, I'd say 2 hours if you wanted if you wanted to go do your, you know, tithing for the month, however you want to look at it. You know, you take a coat. Take food. And the bazaar, I actually got Christmas presents at the bazaar last year. There were ways to get, you know, the beautiful crystal vase that I may want to have given a friend for the rosebud. Somebody's, you know, giving. There are wonderful Christmas gifts, and there's antique jewelry, and there's everything. And it's really reasonable, so go.
Okay. Now, the other
thing, across from the golf course.
You know, and kind of along those lines, Record Searchlight said today in their editorial about, and they're right, things that we've been talking about, as usual, that there's a lot of charities out there, there's a lot of great organizations that are going to need our help during this time of the year, during this holiday time of the year. And donations are down, but you can understand that because we have been in this recession for years. Things are tight. Things are tough. But there may be a chance that, you know, if you've got those extra canned goods, if you've got that extra, you know, don't buy, you know, your special coffees and stuff, you know, your drive-thrus. Maybe don't get a 6-pack of beer or 7-Up or something. And take that $3 or $4 or $5, whatever it is, and go into and find your charity of choice. And it doesn't have to be a religious charity. There's all types of charities out there. And go in and give them a little bit of help. We try to give as much exposure as we can to any charity, any public service that we can, you know, whether it's an Episcopal church, or if it's Loaves and Fishes, or if it's the Marine Corps Ball, or whatever it is to help people. Because that's just the way our community is. You know, we are a very helpful community here in the North
now
State.
Now more than ever, we
and
all
now
need
more
to do
than
that.
Ever, we need to pull together here and help. But there's it doesn't mean that we need to be taken advantage of, and we won't be. We will find those things that take advantage of our people, take advantage of what our society is and what our government, you know, sometimes does to us, and we will attack that. In fact, when we're coming back, you know, after our after the news here. When we come back from that, we have Reading Christian School in here to talk about their big musical extravaganza. After that, we have some more topics we want to talk about why is the Record Searchlight on a, you know, have turned their attack dogs loose against Lucero. Dolores Lucero from the city of Shasta Lake. It seems like front page news every time you turn around is something she's done wrong. Oh, no, she didn't do it wrong. We just reported it wrong. We'll talk about that when we come back. Carl and DeBott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox Business Network, a strong stock rally to start the day on Wall Street. Though today's meeting with Europe's finance ministers had been canceled, investors are awaiting the outcome of the summit being held by Eurozone leaders. The blue chips already seeing triple-digit gains. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 125 points. Durable goods orders falling in September, driven lower by weaker demand for autos and commercial aircraft. Orders for manufactured items fell 0.8% last month. It was a smaller drop than expected. Factoring out the volatile transportation component, orders were up 1.7%, posting the largest gain in 6 months. And Boeing shares are flying higher after posting better-than-expected third-quarter results. The company reported a 31% profit jump from the same time a year ago. Though Boeing raised its full-year outlook for 2011, it lowered its delivery forecast for its 787 Dreamliner. Boeing now expects to deliver only 15 to 20 by the end of this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Nursery looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from OneMain Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
You have a dream? We can help make it a reality. We are OneMain Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with a simple, straightforward approach. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Formerly City Financial. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Got expired or unwanted prescription drugs? If so, bring your unused or expired prescription medications to the Sears parking lot at the Mount Shasta Mall on Saturday, October 29, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a safe way for you to dispose of unused or expired medications. That's Saturday, October 29, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Sears parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall. For more information on the disposal of unused or expired medications, call 245-6858, 245-6858, or log on to dea.gov.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
That magical time of year is approaching once again when the Pilgrim Congregational Church, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, is transformed into a Renaissance-era castle for the annual Shasta High School Madrigal Dinner. This enchanting program includes vocal, drama, and instrumental entertainment and an authentic feast. The dinners will be held Wednesday through Saturday evening, starting December 7th through the 17th. Tickets always sell out early, so mark your calendar to purchase yours on Saturday, November 5th, and again on November 17th at the David Marr Theater Lobby at the Shasta Learning Center on Eureka Way. Be a part of these eight memorable nights of seasonal dinner theater, the Shasta High School Annual Madrigal Dinner. More information online at madtickets.org.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning.
I know, and can you believe it?
Can you believe that the time it is and how cold it is?
Bob, could you tell us, now that we've got the microphone over with our new guest. So. I am looking at our National Weather Service, and it says 7 degrees. And then when you look at the record searchlight at the front of the page, it says 77. That is 7 degrees there. Why?
Shasta County has about 18 microclimates, depending on where you are, and it's not a. If it was a perfectly flat area and there was no wind, yes, that would be the case. You got little pockets where cold air gathers, things like that. So there's quite a variance across Shasta County. But when scientists define a microclimate, there's like 18 of them just in Shasta County.
So when we get this report quickly before we bring on one more question for you, Bob, and it says hazardous weather outlook. As we've looked at the forecast, really, is it just because of the wind?
It's a number of, if it's just a hazardous weather outlook, that's usually an advisory for traveling up in the mountains, high mountain passes, things like that, high-profile vehicles, maybe some icing on the road, things like that, even some snow in the high mountain passes. That's as opposed to maybe a winter storm watch or winter storm warning. But the hazardous weather outlook is kind of a catch-all.
Okay. All right, well, good. So now we know. I was just kind of like, wow, that's a big 7 degrees is a big temperature change to me. But, good morning and welcome back to the program. KCNR 1460 is what you're tuned into right now. And our guest this morning is Reading Christian Student Theater Group that are here. And they're going to be presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas at the historic Cascade Theater. So we want to welcome to you Director Kathy Orr. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
You know, every time I've seen one of your productions, they've always been fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
And you're really fortunate to have your students and the actors and actresses that are in your productions be so engaging. And so I'm sure with this particular performance, we also have three of the actors that are going to be. Would you like to care to introduce them and tell us what's going on?
I would love to introduce you to them. And you're right, Linda. We work with some extraordinary young people. So I'd like to introduce Ben Mertens, who plays the Bing Crosby character, Bob Wallace. Come on up and say hello.
Good morning.
And then we have Lyle Jones, who plays Phil Davis, who's the other part of the comic duo Wallace and Davis.
Hello.
And then there's a difference between the Broadway production, which is what we're doing, and the movie. And this is the big difference, this next lady I'm going to introduce to you. In the movie, the Martha Watson character is sort of a bit of a villain, but she's not really fleshed out very much. Well, in the Broadway production, she is a vaudevillian star who's dying to get in on the act, and she does all kinds of crazy things to put herself into the Wallace and Davis duo. And so this is Lauren Hofer, who plays Martha Watson.
Good morning!
See, this is what I love. Bright, alert, ready to roll.
Well, normally they're in choir class by now.
Wow.
So they're dedicated students.
I guess. So, you know, what do you... You me.
You know, I could be in choir class for 12 years. You would never notice the difference.
Oh, that about does it right there. My warm-up. Me, me, mama, moo. Okay, let's go. So tell us about the show and tell us where, again, what the dates are. Where are you now in production schedule?
Show is on this Friday and Saturday. The Friday performance is at 7 o'clock, and the Saturday performance is at 11 a.m., and it's going to be a great show.
So all that rehearsing for two shows.
We do a school matinee performance as well. But, yeah, an awful lot of work for a really short amount of performance.
I understand.
Time.
That's like the big rehearsal for 3 months and then one night in concert. Hello.
It's kind of like playoffs in sports.
Yeah, but then you get your evening performance and then your afternoon performance. So let's tell it. What is the role? Okay, again, give us your name again.
I'm Lyle, and I'm playing Phil Davis.
Okay, Lyle. You've been on before. I think I've seen you. You've been in the studio before.
Yes, I have.
Yes, and you played, what was your prior role?
Dodger in Oliver.
Okay, that's it, because I cried that day when you all were here. So are you singing in the show?
Yes, I am.
All right, okay.
Not so, because you took her person. It was so good.
I cried the day you were here.
It was just amazing. And I cried when you left. So tell us the first song that you're singing in the show.
Happy Holidays is the first song.
Okay, so that's a group song. But a solo?
The first solo is The Best Things Happen While You're Dancing.
Can you do like a line for us? Because yeah. I'm asking because I've seen you before. I know you're fast on your feet.
Yep. The best things happen while you're dancing. Things that you would not do at home come naturally on the floor.
Woo! I love it. I get chills. See? I love it when somebody says, hey, you know what? That's somebody who through and through loves what they do. It's early in the morning. Sing for us. So that's great. Let's go to our next actor, Cassie. And again, your name?
Ben, and I'm playing Bob Wallace.
And Bob, what's your first solo?
My first solo is Love in the Weather.
Okay.
Actually, you sing a little White Christmas before that.
Oh, right. Little White Christmas.
Do you do any harmonies and with Lauren? Do you guys sing together?
What can you do with the general?
We don't have harmonies, but we sing together.
Okay. Yeah, all right. How about a one-liner here before we have to take a break?
What do you do with a general when he stops being a general? Oh, what do you do with a general who's retired?
You get a radio show.
We're going to take a break right
and you
after
get,
that.
And you have people singing in the morning before you finished your coffee. Carl
we'll
Linda
right
Bob.
Back. You're listening to the cast of the new upcoming White Christmas show that's going to be playing at the Cascade. We'll be right back after these messages.
And children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad. Fish, you know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Put your skills to the test. Push all in against the pros in heated rounds of poker. The hottest game in town. Play in the $40,000 Rivers Classic High Stakes No Limit Hold'em Tournament on November 12th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Your $300 buy-in gets you $10,000 in chips. A $150 rebuy for an additional $5,000 in chips. If you pay the rebuy before the start of the tournament, you'll receive an additional $2,000 in chips, totaling $17,000 in chips. Food will be served. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $40,000 Rivers Classic Poker Tournament on Saturday, November 12th at 10 a.m. This major poker tournament sells out fast, so reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Stay in the comfort of the Hilton Garden Inn. Call 1-800-HILTONS for a discounted rate. Book by November 4th. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table. and get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, and we're going to wrap up this segment again one more time by talking about White Christmas, the concert this weekend that's happening at the Cascade Theater. Kathy Orr, the director, and three of the cast members are here this morning. And one more time, let's talk about the show, and then we're going to do ticket giveaways and then take a break.
White Christmas is the Broadway musical, the full-length Broadway musical that was based on the very famous Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye movie. And we have a fabulous group of students, including the ones that are here with me, that will be putting this on Friday, October 28th at 7 p.m., Saturday, October 29th at 11 a.m. at the Cascade Theater. And you can get your tickets at online, cascadetheater.org, or going in the box office or giving them a call. And they'd be glad to hook you up with a couple of those. In fact, we have some that we've given you guys to give away later on in the show. So thank you for doing that.
Let's do it right now. We're going to take the first caller and give two tickets away for, is it for both Friday or Saturday? Or is what I can't.
These are Saturday, October 29th at 11 a.m. So
perfect.
Early enough, you can go have some food afterwards.
11 o'clock matinee. And again, of course, we talked about all the things that were going on the 29th. This would be a great way to start to end the first part of your morning on the 29th. So first caller, 605-4567. We want to thank, once again, Bob Martins.
Ben Martins.
Ben, sorry. Keep
right,
my glasses on,
he
Ben.
He goes by Bob.
Ben, I'm sorry. And Lyle and Lauren. Lyle Jones and Lauren Hofer. So thank you so much, cast members and director Kathy Orr. It is a White Christmas. We've given the first two tickets away. We're going to do probably another two in the next hour. So be listening for two more tickets, which will be for the also for the Saturday matinee. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back after these messages. We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
Hey, you want to help more kids have a great Christmas? Then join the Marines. You won't have to put on a uniform. Just grab a fork and dig in. It's the Toys for Tots Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser, Sunday, November 6th at Fat Boys Rotisserie and Sandwiches on Twin View Drive in Reading. Bring a new unwrapped toy to donate and get ready to enjoy a great dinner. Tickets just $10. Call 515-5226 or 221-4144. Sponsors include Clyde's Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, Aces, The Cam Club, KLXR Music and Memories, and KCNR Free Fire Media.
It's the 2011 Northern California Veterans Day Parade, Saturday, November 5th, in the city of Shasta Lake, starting at 10 a.m. Join the Shasta Lake Lions Club and local veterans organizations in a salute to America and the warriors who defend their freedom. Parade entry forms are available by contacting the Shasta Lake Lions or can be picked up at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office on Shasta Street in Reading or the Reading VA OPC. Mark your calendar for Saturday, November 5th, the Northern California Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, the Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Jerry and Fred's Event Rentals is a division of Jerry and Jean's Weddings by Design and has been serving the North State for over 30 years, specializing in rentals for parties, weddings, receptions, and any function you may be hosting. We carry all the essentials, as well as the added touches to give your event the personalized touch. Any type of event, large or small, informal or formal, we're ready to serve you. Call us at 474-9337 or find us on the web at jerryandfredseventrentals.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, 7:49 here at KCNR. Congratulations, Judy and Chris. You called in, so we gave the tickets away.
Yeah, it's gonna
and
be a good time.
You know, it's gonna be a fabulous for that both the matinees there, and we talk a little bit more in the second half about White Christmas. You're biting, you're chewing.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, finest walk-in humidor in the state, discounts for veterans, community room there for people that want to join with their neighbors. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. I can't say enough about it. And like I said, you go in there and you get that great cup of coffee fixed the way you want it, or even cold drinks. But now the weather's starting to get cold again, so that coffee's going to be there. I mean, let's talk about something here that's kind of, we've laughed about about the Dancing with the Stars, and that's really, it's inane. But a couple of things have happened. Denise Lucero has hit the front page one more time of the Record Searchlight. You know, I'm taking a look at this now, and it seems like a critic had said about Lucero that she had said, shut up, to somebody. I mean, that was a horrible thing, right? I mean, front page news? Give me a break. Here's what it is that they said, well, that's not what happened. If they go back and look at the tapes, that didn't happen. It seems like the Record Searchlight has got, has a real problem with Dolores Lucero. They have had an editorial and front page news for anything. And then when they say, well, then she hung up on the reporter. Excuse me, Record Searchlight, but you're going after somebody, and you're going after them overtly. It's plain to see that you support a recall against her. Right now there's 625 signatures. Dolores Lucero will be on our show Friday at 8 o'clock in the morning along with Randall Faulkner, to talk again about their side of what's going on in the city of Shasta Lake. Now, we have offered the city manager, Carol Martin, an opportunity to be on the show, and she has declined. She says that she will answer questions from the city council, and that's perfect right to do that. But we want you to know is that we have offered opportunities for people to, from the city to come back and say, well, this isn't true. We are having one of the leaders of the recall petition, recall movement, will be on our show to talk about why they believe that Dolores Lucero should be recalled. My point is this, is that you have the paper making it front page news with all the other things that are going on in the world about did she say this or didn't say that. Now, the good point is that they had said that the one guy who reported that she had said shut up has now said he has a hearing problem. Now, I don't know if he was being facetious when he said it, but he did say that. But again, I just see that when you're doing something like this, that obviously the Record Searchlight has taken sides on this, and that we just, and here at Free Fire Radio, want to make sure is that both sides have an ability to state their case. Dolores was on last week for a half an hour with Randall Faulkner, and now she's going to be on an hour this Friday. And again, recall, the people from the recall effort will also be on, and we have invited the city manager of the city of Shasta Lake to come on and give her an hour. And as anybody knows, we're fair with people here. And she has declined. Bob?
Speaking of city managers, if you're done with that topic, did you catch the news last night about the third thing to hit Anderson in
Dana
a brief time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is leaving.
What a bummer.
It is. You know, she, the city manager of Anderson, is heading down to a little town, a town called American Canyon in Vallejo, California. And Dana has been one of the prime movers over there at Anderson, California.
She started out pretty much as just pushing papers around, and she stepped into those shoes and did a fabulous job. They're going to have a hard time replacing Dana.
Well, it should be interesting. We'll have we'll get Norma on, Norma Comnick, the mayor, and see what they're planning on for that. Eminent domain. We've got a few minutes left here. Eminent domain. You know, you think of eminent domain as somebody, you know, the big city is taking a little old lady's property so they can put in a shopping mall, which has happened before. I think even the Supreme Court said something that they could do that. But it looks like Shasta, or the county of Shasta, is going after a gentleman by the name of Matthew Payne because they want to put in a bike path. And Mr. Payne, they've already bought the property from like six or seven other people. Mr. Payne has not sold. So they've already, Shasta County's already spent $10,000 on this effort, and now they're going to go into eminent domain. His lawyer, on this, is a little bit, he's a little bit concerned, Walt McNeil. Now, Walt McNeil has a number of different lawsuits that, against the county, or has, you know, with the REU, I believe that's Walt, McNeil, with the money going into the general fund there. And he said that county officials didn't answer Payne's questions about what exactly the bike path would look like, what it would mean for his property. And he's worried that the bike path might cut off the access from the rest of his property, is 2.67 acres. Anyway, the thing is that when we get into eminent domain, it makes you kind of wonder, is, you know, for a bike path, which essentially is not that, you know, you look at what they're looking for, is not that much. My concern is eminent domain. We start using eminent domain, against our neighbors, when the county uses against our neighbors.
You guys missed the big eminent domain battle on Parkview. That was just before you arrived in town here, but the Reading City Council wanted some property on the Parkview area, and it was the public turned out and said, hey, we don't want this to happen. But it's an ongoing thing.
Well, we see eminent domain a lot with Pacific Gas and Electric when they need to use, they'll pay what they call right-of-way rights, you know, for somebody's, you know, let's say a patch of ground behind their house or next to their house. And if it is in way, is if you have that piece of property that is in route, then they have the right, if you refuse, just say, well, you know, I guess we'll start court proceedings because we'll go into eminent domain. So you either, I mean, there's this, you know, it's, but it's interesting with our chat room because eminent domain equates to one of our chatters is, I want what you have.
Well, that's what it is, eminent domain. And the one that I think got everybody upset is the one where the Supreme Court said, ruled is that they can take somebody's property and give it to a corporation so they can build a shopping mall so they can get in more money. You know, I mean,
the Keller decision.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that, and I think everybody understands that there's something wrong where the government can just take something and give it to a company so that then the city or the county can make more money off it. Now, that's not what this is about. No, so don't get excited about that. What this is about is they want to finish a bike trail. And I understand the bike trail thing, and it's essentially a small piece of property. But the bottom line is the guy's got a problem. About, hey, wait a minute, am I going to be cut off from the rest of my property because is it going to decrease the value of my property because now there's a bike trail, bordering it? He has a right to know that. He has a right to say, this is my property, I bought it. Before you take it from me and maybe ruin the rest of my property, I'd like to have somebody talk to me about it. Now, the city may have done that or the county may have done that, but according to his lawyer, they have not. So, okay. Hey, when we come back today, got a couple minutes left. Jim Nielsen.
How do you like that? You get on the air and you can trip over your tongue. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on. You know what? We're going to talk about that when we come back. You know, there's a circus coming to town, and we've got tickets. And I guess I'm going to give a couple tickets away to the circus.
It's for kids. It's for the kids' tickets.
Yeah. So.
You have a problem with this?
It's about taking, I guess, wild animals out of captivity. I guess if they're treated right. But what is treating a wild animal right? You know, I don't know. I just have an issue with cruelty and what I've seen in the past. Or maybe it's specials, or maybe it's something that I saw as a kid. But I have ridden on an elephant. I have been to the circus. I think there's probably an educational aspect of it, but it's just about the having animals in captivity. That bugs me.
Well, some animals are born, though, in captivity.
Yeah.
They've never known the wild. On the other hand, it doesn't mean there's a lot of people that don't like the ideas of circuses and animals.
Yeah.
But again, they don't like the idea of animals, you know, being harvested in hunting. They don't like the ideas of people wearing furs. They don't like any of these ideas because it's all cruel.
Well,
and their viewpoint.
Yeah. Well, in the next hour, I will give a couple tickets away. It's down in Anderson, and it may be a time to take your kids and educate them. And maybe it could be a learning experience, a fun time and a learning experience, and maybe some book reading and some things about, you know, what does it mean. So anyway, we're going to take a break here. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They have less than a month to find a way to reduce the deficit by more than $1 trillion.
I am confident that we are making progress.
Today, Democratic Senator Patty Murray and the rest of the super committee is hearing from Congress's top numbers cruncher. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live on Capitol Hill.
Congressional Budget Office Director Douglas Elmendorf facing highly politicized questions from the bipartisan panel.
How does a reduction in government spending generally affect demand on the economy?
Reduction in government spending will generally reduce the demand for goods and services.
That question from Democrat Patty Murray, Republican Jeb Hensarling asking about entitlement spending.
Mandatory spending just dominates the government budget in an increasing way, in a rapidly increasing way.
The questions highlighting divides that must be bridged for the bipartisan panel to meet a Thanksgiving deadline. Dave.
Jared, they're not occupying a park in Atlanta anymore. Police broke up their camp, arresting more than 50 anti-Wall Street protesters. It got nasty in Oakland, California.
Protesters threw bottles and paint at police. Police shot beanbags and threw tear gas and flash grenades into the crowd.
Noelle Walker with Fox TV affiliate KTVU.
There were some who left here last night, vowing that they would return this morning.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 20 points. More new homes were sold last month, a nearly 6% rise, mainly because builders lowered prices. Drugs did not kill Amy Winehouse. Drinking did. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
There were vodka bottles on the floor, and Amy Winehouse was five times the drunk driving limit when she was found in July dead in bed. A coroner in London today ruling the singer a drunker fatal dose. In life, Winehouse battled drinking and drugs in full public view. She went to rehab and was said to have gone clean, but days before her death, Winehouse was booed off stage in Serbia, apparently too drunk to sing, Dave.
Yeah, Alistair, she was just 27 years old. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place. Like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all and save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Mortgages are number one. So what's the second biggest source of American household debt? Student loans. Today, President Obama will detail an executive order to put a 2014 law in place next year, allowing people to consolidate loans and lower the maximum amount that can be paid annually. Now, the cost to go to college has gone up again.
The cost of in-state tuition at four-year public colleges rose by more than 8% this fall, putting the national average cost for full-time studies at more than $8,000. And that's just tuition. Add in room and board, and the average price of a state school now runs more than $17,000 a year. a big factor in the rising costs, falling state budgets. Fewer government education dollars translate into higher costs for students and their families. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
More illegals rounded up and deported.
Overall, in fiscal year 2011, ICE removed or returned nearly 397,000 individuals, the largest number in the agency's history.
That's what Homeland Security Secretary Jen Napolitano has told a House committee hearing. In California, some illegals behind bars will be set free once their sentences are up.
Jailed immigrants in Santa Clara County with violent records will not be held an extra day past their jail sentences to see if federal immigration authorities want to deport them. County supervisors voted against holding them when Immigration Customs Enforcement said they would not pay the cost of holding them. But the county sheriff and DA say releasing those immigrants is playing Russian roulette with public safety. One county supervisor says if they're so concerned, they should take their fight to court. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
It is festive to carve pumpkins around Halloween, but it's frightening when they're all piled up all over the road. A truck dumped a load of pumpkins all over Detroit Area Highway this morning in Farmington Hills. Snarling traffic, it took snowplows to clear them. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, along with Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 805, October the 26th, 530-605-4567 is our studio hotline. We're also streaming live at KCNR 1460, and we're chatting out there. A lot of people in the chat room, Big Brad, Indie Guy, gosh, who else is in there? A whole bunch of people.
Currently 55 degrees. It looks like it's going to be up to 77 today. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. This Saturday, Rick Hill is performing. So make your reservations, 474-5546.
You know, one of the things we want to talk about, our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. And right before we get to the Assemblyman, we just want to make an announcement here that was just handed to us, is that the Power to Seniors 2011 Soup Kitchen is going. The Celebrity Soup Kitchen is the annual fundraising affair sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council to support Power to Seniors. It's going to be tomorrow from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street next to the post office there. And it's going to cost $12. They're going to have gourmet soups provided by local chefs and restaurants, Mary's Pizza Shack, Kathy's Deli, Market Street Steakhouse, Tapas. Oh, let me see what else. Oh, gosh, there's lots of them. Anyway, soup's going to be served by local dignitaries. Live entertainment by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Fabulous raffle baskets and delicious desserts. So that's going to be Thursday, tomorrow, from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Okay. Have to make that announcement because we just got handed it. We didn't know about it until today.
That's right. Now, let's get to our guests, and we are so happy to have you with us this morning, Jim Nielsen, who is such a reigning part of our North State. And are you calling from Sacramento?
I'm on the road.
All right.
I'm in a good area, folks. You won't have any problems.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the program. We're so happy that you called in today.
Good morning, Free Fire Radio, folks.
Jim, there's just so many different subjects we could talk about, but the latest news I saw, and let's just start out with realignment. And the latest news I saw was in Los Angeles. They've already filled their jails up.
They've already filled the jails up. In fact, all over California, the jails are filled up. They're being turned away en masse. No room at the end. Sex offenders are walking away because there's no room at the end. The parole violators that the board I headed normally would have put back in prison for up to 1 year are now back on the streets immediately.
And this, they thought that they would be able to get to, through at least December with the release of these prisoners, but it's just been so many I'm just talking about Los Angeles. Now, up here in Shasta County, we haven't even opened up our third floor of a jail. It's going to take us 6 months to do that because it's going to take that long to hire and train people to open up that third deck.
That's for sure. Well, the sad stories are coming in all over California now. If you read any newspaper in the state, almost the sad tales of the crimes committed by these low-level offenders are starting to occur, and there have been shootings already. gang activity already, and the deluge is coming forward, and it's very sad.
It doesn't, you know, we've got our plan here. We've had the sheriff, the police chief, we've had the city manager of Reading. Their plan they have, I think, is a workable plan. It depends on money. The big concern, of course, is that the money will not show up next year.
Well, no, it's not a workable plan. And I'm not criticizing Shasta County's plan. I'm talking the fundamental AB 109 is flawed. It is a failure. Funding it will not solve the problem, because the policy is wrong. And so now the hue and cry, raise taxes to fund this disaster. Why would people want to tax themselves and raise taxes on themselves to make themselves more vulnerable to criminals? It's absolutely insane. There is no way this policy will work. It has been tried and it has failed in small ways, as I've told you several times in 92 and again in 2004. This mass thing, it isn't going to work. The Sacramento County Sheriff has already voiced his grave concern. Today in the Sacramento Bee, the District Attorney of Sacramento County conveys her concerns that this is not going to work. Yeah. The LA County Supervisors don't think it's going to work. And the answer is not money. The answer is the flawed policy.
Okay. Hey, Jim, we have to take a quick break here. We're going to hit the Wells Fargo advisor, but as soon as we have that in our break, we'll come right back to Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. But let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, with the Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading, and the markets have turned mixed and are well off their highs for the day. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 18 points at 11,724. The S&P 500 down 4 points at 1225, while the NASDAQ Composite's down just about 32 points at 2606. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 284 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 26 cents at 1734, Intel's down 22 cents at 2441, Microsoft off 63 cents at 2618, while Apple's down $3.06 at $394.74. Of local interest, PG&E up 18 cents at $42.40, Safeway down a dime at $18.88, and North Valley Bank is up a penny at $9.26. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.14%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's down $1.83 a barrel at $91.34, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $14.34 an ounce at $17.14.99, while silver is up 9 cents an ounce at $33.31. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, we do this at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning and again in the afternoon. Our guest is the Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We'll get right back to Jim as soon as we get back from this break.
Hang Carl on, Senator.
Bob.
You should have heard the knocked out jailbird sing that rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old jailbox was dancing to the jail out rock.
It's not how many hours they put in, it's how they put in the hours. It's not just how well they know their clients, it's how well they know your case. It's not just years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, and Prestige Gifts. See you Thursday, 6 p.m., right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot. 8:14 in the morning, October the 26th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, who's giving us an update of what's happening in Sacramento. Jim, I have to admit, I haven't heard you You're sounding like a lot of repressed anger here. I haven't heard you like that in, what, 4 or 5 years?
No, Jim.
Jim.
He's patched. Hold on.
Hello, Jim.
Hold on.
Jim.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we just had to get you on the right line here. What I was saying was, is, I don't know if you heard me, was what I said was, you know, we've known you for 4 or 5 years now, and it sounds like the anger that you have in your voice about this whole thing. I've never heard that before from you.
Well, let me speak to that. I think that's a good point. It really is. When you've got people who were child molesters that are being released from county jails for violating parole using methamphetamine. You know, we've got it's the policies that's a problem. You bet.
And we had somebody on the other day about protecting your family and your home in this, and he had a phone app now that can tell, can, you know, that goes out and tells you where the sex offenders are. He pulled it up on the show here. And the number was just astounding, in the areas around here in Redding. So I can just imagine what it looks like in other spots in the state of California.
Well, it is. I'll bring it up on the radio. One of my friends in law enforcement observed the other day that I sounded angry, you know, and I've been thinking about it. I said, you know, yeah, I'm angry because I know what's going to happen out here. And I've been talking about it. And I am angry about our families going to be victims because of the policies of people in state government and in law enforcement. That's sad.
As we've been talking about here with the realignment, it's a big thing already. And we had another shooting last night where it was a officer involved shooting last night. This is like the fourth one here in the last, maybe even third one in this past year that we've had right here in just Redding. I am starting to get a little concerned about things like that when it reaches that point.
Well, they get bolder and they start taking shots at officers, too. That's something that has happened in prior, quote, realignments. Officers, the assaults on officers went up because the parolees, knowing that there was not going to be any consequence if they keep doing their dastardly deeds, they get bolder. In fact, they're laughing at law enforcement officers right now. I'll bring this up on the show. Law enforcement and parole agency. You know, pick me up. Nothing's going to happen. I'll be out in a few hours.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. We had another shooting. A lady, 66 years old, killed a home intruder that had just been released from the jail twice. And that was just last Friday.
I want to speak to that. People say, well, that's no big deal, just a residential burglary. Oh, I guess not. That woman's sufficiently concerned for her life. She got a gun.
And that was it.
That's a big deal, I think. It's
a huge deal. It's a huge deal. Okay, we've been getting a lot of questions right here in the chat room. The good news, kind of, though, coming out of there is what happened with the septic tanks. We've actually, and people laugh and you say, hey, this is a big thing, septic tanks. But it is a big thing for the people here in the North State.
You bet.
And it seems like through your offices and others that we've actually maybe fought this to a standstill. Tell, what's the latest on this, Jim?
Yeah, are we on the air now?
Yeah, yes, we've been on the air. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that we were already on the air. Okay. The great septic tank rebellion, has come to not a conclusion, okay, but progress. And it is the voice of the people through their elected representatives that has been heard by the Water Board. And that's a rare thing, I want you to know, folks. And it's in part because septic tanks are not just out in the rural areas, not just in rural California. They're in the liberal enclaves down on the coast, too. And that kind of turned the tide, I think. And they realized that this was excessive. And what many of us had admonished them to do and requested them to do and wrote them about and had meetings about was to allow the local authorities, the local environmental authorities, take care of the situation. They can handle it. And that was the direction that the Water Board has, in fact, taken. They further did not take the step that I was afraid they were going to do, which they suggested they were, and that's to add 2 septic tanks or domestic wells. I said, if you really want to have a rebellion, go after domestic wells, too. They've not gone after that yet. So it is a constructive step and a positive one, consistent with local authority.
and local input and local determinations. And there is some grandfathering if your septic tanks are in good shape. Here's the sticker, and you might have read about in the paper my comments when the decision of the board came down. And it was a positive one, of course, a good step. But where will they go tomorrow? It's going to require vigorous and constant monitoring, because these boards in the state of California are want to expand their authority, and they think the dust is settled and we'll all forget about this. And then the next day they come in quietly with what's called an administrative directive, not even a law, not even a policy founded upon a regulation, but just a piece of paper that says we're going to do it this way, and they change the whole rule of the game. And they do that sometimes in one big fell swoop, and sometimes they do it just in small steps and in target areas. So I don't think our vigilance should ever be diminished one bit about our septic tanks. We need to be watching what's going on, and I would call upon our constituents to let us know, how's it going out there? Do you feel it's working out okay for you? Is a heavy hand of government being too heavy-handed, or is it being reasonable? So a good positive step, but one that I take with caution.
Okay, people say, well, septic tanks, but it is a big thing out here in the North State, and it could cost people, literally tens of thousands of dollars if this had passed through this bureaucracy.
Indeed, tens of thousands of dollars, $30,000-$40,000 for new septic tank systems.
Yeah, when they didn't need them, just based on something that was, that was drawn up because of, living close to the ocean. Anyway.
That's where it all started. But, agencies just seize on the opportunity to expand their authority. And, just like they're doing up in the Siskiyous related to the water rights of those farmers up in the Siskiyous. The water board is out of control up there, too.
Well, Jim, let's we have to take a break here. Let's talk about that when we get back, because I know they had a big rally up there the other day. And talking about the water rights. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, we're talking about what's going on in Sacramento. We're talking about the our rights that are under a constant attack by the government and what we can do to help fight this. Carl Lindebot, 8:20 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Casino, your Monday night football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the ultimate tailgate party. Plus hot seat drawings for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on 5 screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl in the Body, 25 in the morning, October the 26th. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Okay. Hey, Jim, we have a call-in. Bruce is on line one.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Yeah, Bruce. Hello, Bruce.
Bruce, turn down your radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
Good morning, gentlemen. A question for Jim down there. This liberal bunch of lunatics that he has to go to work with every day, now that they evidently are going to pass cap and trade, it's going to further deteriorate businesses. They're going to move out of here for sure, and the tax base is going to continue to go down. But they don't have any trouble voting in AB 131, and knowingly that they spend $10.5 billion for illegal immigration. Just his thoughts on that.
Well, there's kind of two separate deals. The cap and trade is all part of the AB 32 airboard power grab that's going to cost us billions of dollars, actually, and a lot of businesses in California are going to leave, will not reinvest in this state. And where will they invest in this state? So that saga continues, absolutely. Yes, and then now we have the Dream Act, and the children of those who were illegally will now have benefits above those of us who have raised our children in the state of California from birth. It's sort of a crazy place some days. You sit in that legislature. I know LaMalfa and I are incredulous sometimes in the bills. And now we're letting all the inmates out and making it harder to put them back in. And then we're disarming the public, taking away open carry and putting greater restrictions on our ability to use long gun or have long guns in our possession. It's kind of a netherworld sometimes, but I believe that there's a reality check going to descend on Sacramento, just as it had on Washington, D.C. about a year ago, and probably will again in about another year, too.
Okay, well, I sure thank you on that.
Reality check, Jim. What kind of reality check do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think that, for example, in terms of public safety, the citizens are going to get as angry as I am, as they rightly should. And they're going to put pressure on their legislators, who will be accountable for having made them victims. And that's just reality. And we need to inform the public that they need to protect themselves. The septic tank thing. At least some in the agencies of government did get a message that this was a broad enough concern. Another example is the fire fee. Though the fire fee extension at the end of session, as I reported, we were able to stop that. The underlying statute's still there, and everybody in state responsibility areas are still going to get taxed. And I think when that happens, they're going to get really mad, and there will be a response of the legislature to that. I would hope a repeal of that sorry tax. We did not get the votes the last night of session, Kevin Jeffries and I, in the bill we put in to repeal the underlying statute, but that's going to be a big hit, too. And by the way, the end game to the fire fee is to make it prohibitive for people to live out in rural areas so that they will not live out in rural areas. We will depopulate rural California. I truly believe that that is the end game of some of the policymakers who have pushed the fire fee.
Well, you know, the fire fee, like you said, it hasn't gone away yet. There's more and more restrictions every time the legislature meets. We've only got like a couple minutes left here in this segment, Jim. You know, Occupy Sacramento, all these Occupy groups, have you come into contact with them at all?
I drive by them I choose not to pay a lot of attention to them, particularly this particular select group now that is funded by George Soros, and they have their own particular agenda. I guess I find them amusing. I certainly do not find them instructive or helpful in terms of the national policy.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I could just see you driving by, kind of looking over there, kind of looking away, you know, driving on, back to the Capitol there. We've had a number of questions on things like, can the state assembly, where can they reach down into the city and the county? If there's something going on there, do y'all have a lot of ability to lean into things in your own individual, you know, in your district to change things or to have some kind of impact on it?
Well, certainly, probably most of the time that I and my staff spend and Senator LaMalf and his staff spend is dealing on behalf of individual constituents with problems that they have with government. You know, sometimes that's very frustrating because you see the manifest frustration of the people that we represent. On the other hand, it feels really good when we can resolve them once in a while. And then they send you a nice letter saying, hey, thank you, you got that through the system for us, and without your intervention, it would not have happened. So I remember even help. Go ahead, please.
Well, we've only got like 30 seconds. So if people write to you and say, hey, look, this is going on, we'd like you to look into it, that kind of thing, that you can reach down in and take a look.
Absolutely. That's our job. And I don't even just delegate it to staff. I go rummaging through the letters once in a while myself just to you know, see what the flavor of things is. What are we working on?
Yeah.
How are we trying to solve problems? And then I'll call the people up and say, hey, what's going on here? And how did it work out for you?
Okay, we got to take a quick break here for the news. We'll come back. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Carl and DeBott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. 4 weeks till automatic budget cuts kick in. The Congressional Committee to Reduce the Deficits meeting today.
I am confident that we are making progress.
Washington Senator Patty Murray, the problem, says Congressional Budget Office Director Douglas Ohlmendorf, is not optional federal spending.
Entitlement programs, mandatory spending is a growing share of federal outlays, and in some cases growing rather rapidly.
The committee has 12 members, 6 from each party. Police versus protesters in Oakland and Atlanta.
Not many protesters hanging around outside Oakland City Hall this morning after a battle with police that involved several rounds of tear gas and dozens of arrests overnight of protesters who fought back despite being warned to leave. Police now closely guarding newly cleared park space in Atlanta. 50 protesters were arrested there overnight.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 44. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA. Serving those who serve their country.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hey, dude, what are we waiting for?
I'm looking for my glasses.
Glasses? Your sunglasses, eyeglasses, goggles?
No, my Wiley X climate control glasses.
Before you head out on your next road trip, don't forget your Wiley X climate control eyewear from Advantage Eye Care.
Wiley X has removable facial cavity seals, creating a cocoon around the eyes. This means that for millions of people who suffer from dry eye or who have had LASIK surgery, these glasses will lock out the heat, wind, and debris that can irritate or dry out sensitive eyes. High velocity protection for the open road. Pick up your pair today at Advantage Eye Care. Also available in prescription. They take the time, you see the difference. Mention this ad and you get 15% off your Wiley X eyewear. Advantage Eye Care, located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1, or call 223-2325. That's 223-2325.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, KCNR 1460 here, currently 8:34 in the morning on this beautiful day of October 26th. Yes, downtown 56 degrees. It's going to be around 77 today. Sunny, beautiful day, mostly clear tonight with lows around 45. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Our guest this morning is Senator, we call him Senator, and he is also Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We've got so much to cover, but let's go to the phones. Angel has a question. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning. Good morning, Linda, Carl, and Assemblyman Nielsen.
Good morning.
Hey, my question has to do with, you sound very defeated this morning, and I am sitting here listening. I get your newsletter to stay up on what's going on in the state, but I want to hear the political statement. I want to hear the reelection statement on what can we do in the North State to combat some of this stuff. And we sit here, and I just was getting angry and angry, just thinking there's got to be a voter initiative. There's got to be something that we can do to defeat Jerry Brown, for one, but to also have input at these other levels, Los Angeles, something that these people just change the laws for everyone in the state.
Well, there are a lot of venues. One, there are some referendums circulating now to repeal SB 48 that requires a changing of our textbooks to reflect sensitivity to gay, lesbian, transgender, and bisexual orientation, and to teach that in our schools K-12. There is a referendum, and you can sign those petitions and get active on that. As to the realignment, the call to action I've offered many times, you know, you don't have to worry about Senator Lamalfe and Assemblyman Nielsen fighting the good fight. You know, we're the front lines. Pass the ammo. But what you need is to contact people around the state who you know and are acquainted with and indicate to them that this and the fire tax are problems, and that they would then contact their local representatives. And then we have some allies in Sacramento to fight this good fight. That's really very, very important. Political awareness and involvement, I think, are really significant. And you know, some people disparage the Tea Party. The Tea Party folks, that's the average American. That's the voice of the heartland that's standing up. And to those who disparage and demean them, fie on them for their arrogance. They should rather listen to what the folks of the Tea Party are saying. And being involved in the Tea Party is a good thing, except, as I suggest to the Tea Party, don't just go every week to your meeting, but commit to do some other things, too. And that
Involved. What are you doing about the parolees being let out? What actions are you taking as an assembly member for the parolees hitting the streets? I mean, that is a very scary thing for everyone in the state. I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Angel.
Well, Angel, I've kind of felt like Horatius at the bridge for a very long time. As you know, I was head of the Board of Prison Terms for many, many years. And if there's anger in my voice, and it's not anger, it's intensity, and it's concern, and it is resolve. That's the difference between anger. And it is because I know the consequences, and so what am I doing about it? Every single thing I can do to oppose it have been all for years, actually since 1992 when Pete Wilson asked me to head the parole board. And since this worst of all policies passed last year, AB 109, I led the debate against it. Seven times there have been bills in the last few months to fix it. And that's further indication that can't be fixed if you have to, you
fouled it up so bad you have to fix it seven times, it's irreparable. So I debate against those. I have offered also for years, and including as most recently as yesterday, constructive alternatives to this disastrous policy, and try to get those introduced in the legislature. I wrote about it in an editorial that's going to be coming out in a local newspaper today, as a matter of fact, about proposing the creation of HMO medicine concept for inmate health care, which would have stopped a lot of this excessive litigation that has caused, in part, the release of these inmates because of, quote, overcrowding. Or the justification of it by the administration for the release, we could have done other things. I've proposed in the budget, and it was agreed to stop $100 million of being transferred within the Department of Corrections. $100 million to stop that. And the administration killed it in the dark of night, not even in a committee hearing, but in the dark of night. I will continue to propose those opportunities and those options, those alternatives, and those constructive solutions. And that's the job of a legislator, and I guess I'm fortuitously placed or maybe blessed to have a lot of knowledge of this area. And that allows me to be more effective at pushing back.
You know, Jim, before we go to the break, to get a bill out of committee is a huge thing for a Republican, isn't it? It's mainly y'all don't. I mean, many of the bills that are introduced by the minority party just never even gets to the floor. I mean,
I believe it was only 8% this year.
8%. See, that's the thing that I'm having a real problem with, because it's not even allowed to even go out and vote on the floor. They don't even get out of the committees.
Well, and that's not bipartisanship. You know, it's not bipartisanship. And it's not bipartisanship if you do negotiate something in a bipartisan manner, as I just talked about several items in the budget, at least seven major ones that I can count on having negotiated personally in the last 3 years. And systematically, the majority party will repeal those provisions that they agreed to us about, like fingerprinting for in-home supportive service providers. Fingerprinting, that takes care of fraud and abuse, and that was a part of the budget agreement, and they repealed it just summarily. And I made several speeches the last week of session. You know, why would we negotiate in good faith with the majority party when we make an agreement with you and then you repeal our part of the agreement, keep yours, and run your merry way? There is no trust. That's frustrating. But what you hope to do is to articulate your case, the logic of your arguments, and then bring people around. I'm hopeful that trend will turn around this year, and we'll find a more open-minded and fair-minded legislative majority. It is very frustrating. And the worst part of it all for the people, not Republican, Democrat, for the people, it's done behind closed doors in the dark of night. Major provisions in the budget in the dark of night, like the fire tax. No hearing, no public input. That's unconscionable.
It is. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here, Senator, and we're going to we come back. A number of questions in the chat room here about why don't we just deport the illegal aliens that are in jail, you know, to help solve this crisis. But we'll be talking about that when we get back. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, 8:42 in the morning. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We'll be back in just a minute.
This Saturday and Sunday, stop by your local Fall Home and Holiday Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, where you'll find everything you need to prepare your home for the holidays. From floor covering to weatherproofing to gift giving, local professionals are at the ready with all the tips and ideas to enhance your holiday season. Don't miss all there is to see and do this Saturday and Sunday at your local Fall Home and Holiday Show, including exclusive home show only discounts. Gates open at 10 a.m. this Saturday and Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
If I set it free, I wonder how far it will go.
We're CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans across the country to what matters most. We're committed to providing better service with consistently fast speeds and 5-year price lock guarantees. And since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest, straightforward service delivered by real people who are happy to help you explore what's next. See how far you might go. CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Our guest is Assemblyman
Jim
Our Nielsen. Wonderful Jim Nielsen. And we are so happy that you... Oh, yeah, I tell you what. There is a heaviness. But, you know, Jim, I know that you're a man of God, you're a family man. Share something with us that can give us some light.
Oh, you bet. You know, the goodness of heart of the average American citizen, how they will help each other. You know, there's still an awful lot of that around. You know, we worry, for example, about our neighborhoods, and I've told you to be careful and watch your property and your person. But in a lot of our neighborhoods, we watch each other's homes. We keep an eye on things. We report suspicious behavior. We are Samaritans if we see someone stranded beside the road. You know, maybe we're more careful than we used to be about that, but we still do it. There is an inherent goodness of heart. And, you know, when you reach down under, even these frustrations that I've spoken to in the legislature, as I try to live my example of life that this Lord has blessed me to be, you know, I find that I get along with people. I was introduced in San Francisco on Sunday by two very, very liberal Democrats as someone that, you know, he's respectful of the institution and fellow members. Well, that's so really important, and there's still a lot of that around in our society, you know. It's a beautiful country. This is a country of absolute opportunity. Please just think about it and read the papers and listen to the news of all places, other parts of this world, what's going on. We are spared that. We're spared that because we have a strong country, because our military keeps us strong, because we are of strong fiber and character. I'm studying a lot of history right now, reading another Abraham Lincoln book for the third time, reading Doris Kearns Goodwin's book of Abraham Lincoln and his cabinet. And you think about that pattern of history that has culminated even today, and some of those values live on. And we defend those values. You bet. It's a beautiful country. And the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, is in this country, you have freedom. And you have the opportunity to express your sentiments in government. I have been in many countries where they do not have that. You look at the despots that have been overthrown in the world, and now we have yet another one. Muammar Gaddafi is gone. Saddam Hussein is gone. Osama bin Laden is gone. And you know, when you see those sorry pictures of them at their end, and you think of the unwieldy authority that they had for so long, summarily ordering the murder of hundreds of thousands of people, and they're in glorious passing, and they'll answer to their maker someday, to, you know, too. But we in this country have been spared that, and what a wonderful place to live. And then think of your children. Marilyn and I have three boys now in college. What a grand thing to see the product of your raising now as your children go out, you know, become more independent on their own, so to speak. And you look at them and say, wow, honey, they got it. They got it. And I know all of you have seen that in your own children. That's a blessing. And we have that opportunity in this beautiful, wonderful country to raise our children with those values, with that love of country, and the hope for the future. We've got to nourish that. And you know, the real answer to the prison problem and crime and everything else is intervening one child at a time, whether your own children or other people. Be mentors and work with those children. Crime rates will come down then, because you've healed what I call in our youth the broken heart that causes them to do negative things.
Well, I tell you what, Jim.
That's the upswing. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you know that the fact is that there. You know, sometimes we do forget about that. You know, when we're in the middle. The old saying is,
The system is broken, and it's true. That's what we've been talking about. The system is broken. We're living in a place of fear. I can tell you that I went back to my house twice this morning. Oh my gosh, the window's open. Someone can look inside. I had to go back. The alarm went off. I went through this whole escapade to start my day off because I'm extra paranoid. I'm extra concerned. And, you know, I see the streets changing. I feel the vibrations changing. And then, you know, to hear from somebody who's one of our forceful major leaders like yourself about what's happening, we have to pay attention. We have to make a shift individually. We have to go beyond ourselves to help the people, our neighbors, and to help, like you said, our youth, because that is where it's broken. It's a pattern of what you see. So we have to, you know, it starts within us to start to heal without. So thank you so much for those words of encouragement, Jim. Thank you so much.
It comes from within, you know, Linda, it comes from within, and that's born of something, and to me that's a higher authority, that's your faith. You can call it whatever you will, but you have to have something. An old country song, you have to believe in something or you'll fall for anything. Have some kind of a fundamental value and hearken to that value in troubled times and resolve yourself to push on and to live ahead and to make a difference in lives. And I tell people all the time, as part of the wisdom that I've been blessed with of my many tough experiences in life, but, you know, the real reward of life as you come to the end is not going to be, and your wealth will not be money in the bank, stocks and bonds, property. The wealth that you will have accrued in your lifetime are the lives that you touched. It's as simple as that to me.
Well, that's a good way to end the segment then. We're going to take a break. And, Jim, we come back. We've just got a few minutes left to finish up. I just want to ask you when we get back, you know, what's your take on this upcoming political year with all the elections in here? Just some of your thoughts on it. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world, he took the midnight train going anywhere.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hey, you want to help more kids have a great Christmas? Then join the Marines. You won't have to put on a uniform. Just grab a fork and dig in. It's the Toys for Tots Spaghetti Feed Fundraiser, Sunday, November 6th at Fat Boys Rotisserie and Sandwiches on Twin View Drive in Reading. Bring a new unwrapped toy to donate and get ready to enjoy a great dinner. Tickets just $10. Call 515-5226 or 221-4144. Sponsors include Clyde's Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, Aces, The Cam Club, KLXR Music and Memories, and KCNR Free Fire Media.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great conversation, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. That's where I go. That's where Bad Bob goes. If you're in the know, you'll go to Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. And Jim, I know it's probably not a fair question to you, but hey, the elections are coming up. There's all types of people involved with it. What are you looking at here? I mean, I know that we're in different districts and we're still talking about it, but what do you see happening here in California this year?
I think it's going to be a pretty significant landmark election across the land and even in the state of California. I think people are looking for a real difference. I don't think they really know what that difference is, and it's going to be for those candidates for public office to articulate what that difference means, what are they going to stand for. And I do hope that it will be something that whereby they are voting in a positive way, not in a negative way, that somehow the platform of the individuals in the state and in the nation catch their fancy and can be lifted up. You've heard me talk many times about Ronald Reagan and the diminished presidency of Jimmy Carter, and people were writing that, you know, the presidency is too complex for one person. We had to have a multi-person presidency now. Well, Reagan quickly dispelled that notion, and we have that same diminishing presidency right now. And there are those of the ilk of Ronald Reagan that can and through leadership, bring us up. And that's what we have got to see now. And I think that's the kind of election this is going to be. The people are thirsty, just thirsting for someone. And they're thirsting for people who will say it like it is, say it with conviction. Whether you agree with them or not, they say it with conviction. They say it with all their heart and with their passion in it. And when you then disagree agreeably, you don't have to hate people. You don't have to get mad. And it's one of the things that I've learned from Abraham Lincoln. Appreciate the absurdity of life's circumstances and don't take everything so seriously. I have to remind myself of that. You know me very much, folks, how I am.
Yeah.
But just like looking at these protesters and finding it amusing rather than getting angry about it, or you know, screaming and yelling and taunting them, that has no value. That does not help. You know, appreciate your foils and fables. I like to tell stories. You've heard me tell a number of stories on your show here. And those lighten me up as they did Abraham Lincoln. I learned from Lincoln in that way. And it can help lighten other people up, too. I used to come at the end of session, this mass frenzy of bills, and everybody's rushing around with amendments and everything. And I'll look over their shoulder and I said, you know, nobody in the state of California other than you care about this. And it won't make any difference tomorrow whatsoever. I'm not trying to demoralize them. I'm trying to get them to put it in perspective. You know, this is not life or death here. It's not the end of the world, whether this amendment passes or not. But take it in its context, okay, and smile at some of the absurdities. One of my great stories, I'm being intense, I'm running around the house one morning. I can't find my car keys. I'm panicked. I'm late. I can't find my car keys. I look everywhere. And then I find my car keys in my hand. I sat down. I said, son, you have got a problem.
Yeah, you know, usually it's me. It's glasses on my head at that point. Yeah.
You better decompress a bit, dude.
Yeah.
You're getting carried away.
Well,
I've been saying that for months.
Yeah, you know, Jim, we sure appreciate you being on. And that, you know, that's a good way to
Thank
that's a good
you,
way to close out.
Thank you, because that just
there.
Happened to Carl this morning, yeah. too, with our morning. The
Where's
alarm went
my
off.
Keys?
Where's my keys?
Hey, did I have a presence of mind, Linda? I got your husband pegged, don't I?
Oh, gosh.
I guess that's because I'm a lot like him.
I tell you what. You know, hey, Jim, thank you so much for being on today. And next time you're in town, please, let's get together and, you know, so we can share some more information about what's going on up in
and
Sacramento.
And we will go up to Anselmo's and have that glass of wine. I think we need to decompress.
We need to do that.
Oh, man, that Anselmo wine is tasty stuff. You betcha.
Okay.
Jim, folks.
Thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you so much. All right.
I'll tell you that I needed that. I needed
up.
To laugh.
Glad to see somebody else.
I thought, you know what? We are not slit your wrist radio.
Yeah,
we are not
the blade.
Yeah, but we were.
Radio.
Jeez, I mean, sorry. Now tomorrow. Okay, now tomorrow we're going to have Sheriff Tomasenko, Chief Hansen, and Wes Foreman, our parole guy, head of the probation department, are going to be on tomorrow. We're going to be discussing realignment, the plan, and what's going on. I think this is really a timely show here with these three gentlemen who are playing such a big part in the realignment. And we're going to discuss what we should be expecting and what we're looking for out of this. It's going to be an interesting show. I strongly urge you to tell your friends about this.
Can I?
Yes.
Can I close with something fun and happy?
Yeah, well,
Bob,
was,
I know
that
you
was
hate
fun
me
and
to
happy.
I hate it. You don't like it when I do this at the last
well,
minute.
Well, this hour it's actually the Diane's problem. So,
okay. All right, you guys. So I've got tickets for the Hall Home and Holiday Show. The first caller, give us a call, 605-4567. That's going to get you in Saturday or Sunday. That's October 29th and 30th. Of course, that's this weekend. It's going to give you admission to the Popovics Fallen Home Holiday Show. So give us a call. That's something fun to kind of feel like, especially if you're thinking about your home. I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of things like, how to do a dual pane and double, whatever this, and, locking that or whatever. But anyway,
somebody's called already.
It'll be happy. Yeah. And so anyway, we're going to take our first caller on that. I'm going to give you four tickets. That way you can go with a couple couples to take your family.
Take a friend.
Yeah, take a friend. You know what? I'm glad to see you're smiling here. You were just like, you're giving like little frowns all morning here about this. Hey, tomorrow, like I said, we're going to have people on talking about the realignment. On Friday, Dolores Lucero will be on with Randall Faulkner. I expect that there'll probably be a few questions that way. So many things going on. Linda's show tomorrow night. On the spot with Linda Bott.
And hey, we got a show planned at the mall too that you'll probably see in the Enjoy magazine. Santa is going to be a week early from Black Friday. They're going to be doing all the lighting of, it's Christmas
everything.
Time.
Well, we're going to stand our ground. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
From dragging me down.